Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the Local Food, Local Places radio show on KRZA. You can catch us live on the third Thursday of every month at 8:30 a.m. My name is Allie Jean. I'm the AmeriCorps VISTA for the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition. And my guest speaker here today is Marlena Antonucci, who is the director of VEGGIE. That's V-E-G-I, as in Valley Educational Gardening Initiative. So welcome, Marlena. I'd love to have you introduce yourself and tell me about your role at VEGGIE.
Sure. Thanks, Allie Jean. So like she said, my name's Marlena Antonucci. I actually came to the Valley as an AmeriCorps at the Rio Grande Farm Park. So I have been in your position, and I'm grateful that you're here and doing this radio show. So VEGGIE is the Valley Educational Gardens Initiative is a garden education program that's housed under La Puente. So VEGGIE's goal is to empower youth and adults of the San Luis Valley to experience the joy of growing and eating nutritious local food from seed to harvest. Our goal is to do more than improve access to fresh, nutritious food. We aim to deliver the knowledge and resources that teach people how to grow food for their family and their neighbors. The hopes are that this would bring about a greater connection to our awesome community, to this place, and to our own personal health. You know, that's a big thing, is responsibility for your own personal health. But I'm so grateful to be doing this work because, you know, I think like a lot of people our age, I really wanted to do something to do good in the world, to make an impact in some way. And VEGGIE, well, and my journey in gardening in general has kind of taught me that gardening is this radical act of loving the place where you are. It's taught me to kind of transition my attention away from, you know, global issues or even national issues to issues of the place where I live, rather than focusing, you know, on humanity at large. I am getting to know who my neighbors are, who the youth are of this community. And I am able to kind of take the anxiety and the stress of the world and create real solutions by tending the soil. And what we do is we really work with closely with community youth to teach how to grow plants and, you know, to talk about nutrition and the benefits of colorful, healthy, whole foods.
Wow. I love that you describe gardening as a radical act. And I relate to feeling that stress of all the problems in the world. But I love that when you garden, you're just taking that time to actually do something about it. And it feels small, kind of, but it's also, like you said, a radical act. And I think that is so cool. And I wish I had been gardening for longer.
Oh, me too. Oh my gosh, me too. But it's so satisfying to accomplish a project and then to see it in its finality and then to know that that's not the end, that this was just, you know, for example, we're building an herb spiral and we're about to build the structure itself and then we'll plant plants in it. So it's just going to be this infrastructure for growing, you know, a dense amount of herbs vertically, you know, using this spiral space and then using those microclimates that will, you know, happen. The driest spots are going to be on the top and the wetter spots will be at the bottom. And, you know, using that to curate where we put our plants, but the plants are going to take over. So it's kind of this beautiful dance or collaboration with nature. And it's such a satisfying experience to have every day.
Wow. Who is designing and creating that herb spiral? That sounds so cool.
Well, it's a concept that we learned from Bill Mollison, who's one of the founders of permaculture. And so during the winter time, when we're not gardening, we get to spend a little bit of time in the office learning and doing workshops. So I have two other AmeriCorps members in the two other AmeriCorps members in the office. And so we spent some time listening to those lectures, and we were really excited by the efficiency and the beauty of an herb spiral. You really are, you know, just using a 6 foot wide, or the circumference of the spiral is 6 feet and it's 3 feet tall, but you're able to grow so much more than you would if you were just growing on the flat surface of the ground. It's really neat.
When will that be built? Cause I'll have to come check it out. I really want to see this.
Yeah. So fortunately, Terry McCartney donated pavers, and we are receiving, we're getting our soil soon. So we'll be able to fill it in, and we'll be planting it out hopefully in the next week or so. And we are making a video about this process that we're going to share with the community, and we'll be debuting at our veggie kickoff cook-off, which I know we'll be talking about today.
Yeah, let's go ahead and dive into that. I'd love to hear about the veggie kickoff cook-off. What a clever name.
Sure. Thank you. So the veggie kickoff is our annual fundraiser. And, you know, last year, unfortunately, we had to cancel it. And it was going to be this awesome event. And so this year, I really wanted to do justice for this event that we've paused on for a while. What we're doing is partnering with the Valley Roots Food Hub, which is our local kind of our local food aggregator. And it's a space where community members can actually buy local food that comes directly from our local farms. How many times can I say the word local? But basically what we're going to do is we've created a menu. We're doing enchiladas rojas and rosemary shortbread cookie. We also have Square Peg Brewworks brewing a rosemary kolsch. But we're going to pre-portion a meal box that will serve two people. So all of the ingredients will be pre-portioned for this meal to be cooked, similar to like Blue Apron services. And we're going to send that home with you with some other fun things. We're putting a little keepsake print in there of the recipe that you'll be cooking. And we're including some stickers and other fun things. But we're going to gather virtually on May 22nd. And I believe that's at 4:30. Let me confirm that real quick. Yes. So we're going to meet at 4:30, and we're just going to cook that food together. And it's going to be, you know, a really laid back and enjoyable process. We'll have a couple of people in the chat box conversing with the people who are cooking. And the thing that I'm most excited for, because this is virtual, we're able to share all sorts of videos. So one of them will be about building our herb spiral. We're going to have some messages from past directors, and they have some really beautiful news to share. We are going to have a tasting with the brewer himself, Mark Martinez. He's going to share some tasting notes on that rosemary kolsch that he's brewing with rosemary from the Veggie Grow Dome. And gosh, there's so much more. It's going to be a really lovely evening.
Wow. So, that sounds exciting. I want to sign up. How do I sign up?
Yeah, good question. So right now yesterday we made the link live. So if you want to buy a box, you can go to lapuentehome.org /events/veggie kickoff. And so veggie again is V-E-G-I. And then if you Google search veggie kickoff, it's the first thing that comes up in the search box.
Great. That sounds awesome. How much does it cost?
So a box costs $60. On the internet, it's $61.80 to cover our fees. And then if you want to add a rosemary kolsch, those growlers are $10. So you can go ahead and put that whole package together, and it's $71.80. There are also options you can buy a meat option, which will be pork, or you can get a vegetarian option, which is going to be mushroom, spinach, and onion in the enchiladas.
That sounds like a really great deal. And I really hope that a lot of people sign up, because it sounds like it's your biggest fundraiser event of the year. And it didn't happen last year. And you're serving the community, doing all these amazing things. So I really hope that it's a hit and people sign up. It sounds like you're doing a really great job planning it. And it sounds really fun. I'm really excited.
Thanks. It was an outrageous idea, and it's taken a lot of work to kind of bring it into reality. So it's exciting that it's going to happen. I mean, this is actually going to happen. That's so cool. We've got a big team of people who've been putting so much work into it. And there was one more thing I wanted to mention about purchasing a box, because there is also, so in years past, we've looked for sponsors to be able to fund our fundraisers. And this year, instead of looking for sponsors, what we're doing is we're asking people to donate a box. So we're giving people the opportunity to buy a box, and we are going to be then giving those out to our volunteers and to the AmeriCorps members who volunteer for La Puente Home. And if we have extras, we'll just keep spreading those out into our community. So we're really hoping to be able to support as many people with this event as possible.
That's awesome. And you mentioned earlier that one of Veggie's main purposes is to educate youth in the community. Mm-hmm. Does it extend beyond youth, or is it focused mostly on kids?
That's a great question. So we work very closely with youth in the San Luis Valley, and I can give a quick overview of that, but we also do work with adults, so I can talk about that as well. Due to COVID, COVID-19, we've really limited where we're doing our lessons. But in the past, we've worked all over at the Sangre de Cristo schools and in Del Norte, like all over the valley. Right now, we're teaching lessons at Alamosa Elementary School with the third grade class. We'll hopefully be doing some lessons with the K-2 students soon. We're doing weekly lessons at the Boys and Girls Club in their grow dome. And then we've also been able to work really closely with the PALS kids, which has been such a fun and awesome experience. Wow. Veggie oversees the garden at the Old Boyd School on State Avenue between 9th and 10th. On the south side of Alamosa. And then we also maintain a small grow dome. It's about 22-foot grow dome behind the shelter on State Avenue. So that's just a block north of where the Boyd School is. And then we maintain the garden at Alamosa Elementary School. We've got some garden rows that we just put down a lasagna layer to hopefully fight back weeds. And then we have a bunch of garden boxes and an Orno out there. It's really fun. The kids get so excited to be able to cook with the Orno, and it's such a beautiful structure. But there is also a grow dome at the Boys and Girls Club. They oversee that project, and we just get to go in and use that space and support them in growing vegetables and fruits and to teach lessons in that space.
Yeah, I really love to hear about all of the collaboration that goes on, because I think in the San Luis Valley do an amazing job of sharing resources with each other. And for example, we had Aaron Miltenberger, the director of the Boys and Girls Club, come and teach a lesson about beekeeping at the farm park on a volunteer work day. And we have some Alpine Achievers kids who are in a homeschool program who are coming to the farm park on Thursday mornings for a weekly lesson related to, farming. So they'll be planting seeds and watching their plants grow. But it's just, I love it when the programs kind of overlap and there's this sharing, because I think that's really unique to this valley. And it just, I got here in June as an AmeriCorps, but it makes me feel very connected to all these different networks that I wouldn't otherwise be connected to.
Yeah, I think that's a reason why I stayed in the Valley. And Ellie Jean, I think you and I have had this conversation before, but it's worth kind of echoing. And I'm glad that you've had the experience of the sense of collaboration and community volunteerism in the San Luis Valley, because I worry that the people who are coming to volunteer during the pandemic aren't getting that sense. It's really, I mean, there are so many people that are doing similar work in their own kind of individual niches. And it's beautiful when we can all come together and share what we're doing. There is a woman who works at the food bank named Charisse, who whose role is to kind of facilitate these community collaborations around food. And so she started organizing these monthly meetings where all of the people who run community gardens or are doing some sort of garden education program can get together and share resources. Something we shared at the last meeting was that there really is this kind of lack of education, but desire and enthusiasm to learn how to save our own seeds. Mm-hmm. And I think that if as a valley we could get together and start collaborating on seed sharing, support the ASU Nielsen Seed Library, that we could become a very strong, resilient community that could withstand a lot of, you know, trauma in the future. That would be a strengthening foundation for us.
Oh, absolutely. And Charisse, I think this actually came out of that meeting with those community garden folks, but Charisse recruited someone to lead a free webinar about seed saving. The speaker is Ryan Ross. And that is going to air tonight, April 15th, Thursday at 5:30 p.m. And you can find the link on the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition Facebook page there. And then also this weekend, the 17th and 18th of April, there is the annual seed exchange at Joyful Journey Hot Springs Spa, which I'm super excited about. Are you going to be there?
The Veggie AmeriCorps members will be there.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I think this is the one big seed event that happens in the Valley. So if you're around this weekend, anyone who's listening, I recommend going. It's a free event. And I think I posted about it on the Local Foods Coalition Facebook, but it's also, it has its own website, so you can find more information online. But it's all day, Saturday and Sunday, I think 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days.
That's yeah. Really, I think it's important to note too that that's an event that happens in the north part of the valley. And unfortunately this year, the Nielsen Library had to cancel their seed saving or their seed sharing event. But usually the Adams State University Nielsen Library will host an event that Veggie supports and kind of helps plan. So next year, hopefully we'll have seed sharing events.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. More the merrier, I think. People love to get together around growing and planting. And I'm excited. The AmeriCorps, there's a cohort in Alamosa who are going to be growing at the Rio Grande Farm Park this year. We've got a plot and we're going to plant seeds, I think this month, end of April, probably. So I'm really looking forward to that experience of getting my hands in the soil and planting and learning from the farmers there, because many of the growers have so much agricultural wisdom and expertise. They've been doing it forever. Whereas I'm the newbie from Seattle who has never grown on a farm. And I'm like, oh, teach me everything you know.
Right. It reminds me that starting in May and running through October, the Valley Educational Gardens Initiative, Veggie, is going to host our garden nights over at the Boyd School. That's on Tuesday nights from 5 till 7. So this is, you know, a really safe way to gather. We're really careful around, you know, COVID-19 restrictions and or precautions, but we do garden work. We plant and water and harvest. And it's our slogan is to share the work and share the harvest. So you get to take home what we harvest, and then what's left over, we then take over to our the San Luis Valley Food Bank, and then or the shelter.
Fun Tuesday night, yeah. Starting in May, 5 to 7. Yes. You said.
Yep, and I just planted some grapes, so hopefully, you know, not this year, but next year, those will start fruiting. And so we're really starting to think a lot about filling that space with perennial plants. And it's just been so much fun to dream up.
Ooh, grapes are a good idea because fruit seems hard to come by in the valley. So it seems like a good idea to grow.
Yeah, we found a seed from the University of North Dakota. The variety is a Valiant grape. So it grows really well in our zone.
So another event that the La Puente programs have coming up is the Crop Walk. And this is another food-related event. And I know about it because the Rio Grande Farm Park was invited to participate. And it's coming up on Sunday, April 25th. But I'm hoping you can tell people a little bit what this event is about.
Certainly. So this is an event that's hosted by the Food Bank, which is another program under the umbrella of La Puente Home. And so with this event, the Food Bank or La Puente Home partners with the Church World Services. And we gather and we walk basically a 5K, so 3.1 miles, which is the average distance that people in developing countries or people who don't have access to, you know, clean food or water have to walk to access that clean food or water. So it's really putting yourself in the shoes of someone who is experiencing the realities of hunger and trying to develop that empathy and understanding for, you know, what it might take to for the small effort of getting, you know, water to boil food or to drink for your day. There also is a hope to raise money for hunger relief efforts.
Wow, that sounds like a really powerful event. And I know there will be some speakers there as well. So I think it's both the walk part and then also an educational component.
Yeah, and the educational component will be folded into the walk. So you don't have to stay extra, and that will begin, like you said, it'll be on April 25th and registration starts at noon and the walk begins at 1 PM and registration is also available on lapuentehome.org /crop walk.
Awesome. And that morning before the crop walk event, we'll be having a volunteer work day at the Rio Grande Farm Park, which is just across the bridge, cool park. So if people want to have a full day of community building, they can do both. They can come in the morning at the farm park and we'll be planting broccoli and cauliflower.
Nice.
And those are going to be kind of our cash crops where the farm park can sell those through the Valley Roots Food Hub and make a little bit of money to support farm park programming. So we're going to be planting those and then we'll have some lunch and head over to the crop walk, which around between noon and one. So if people want to show up to either of these events, there's a registration for the crop walk online.
It's lapuentehome.org/crop walk.
Perfect. So you can register for that. And then for if you want to come to the Rio Grande Farm Park work day that morning, you can just RSVP on the Rio Grande Farm Park's Facebook event so that we can get a head count so we know how much food to bring for lunch.
Cool. That sounds awesome. A nice meal before a stroll through town. Beautiful.
So I would also love to hear about Dancing Badger because I know you have some farming experience outside of your work with Veggie. So can you tell people about your chickens and Dancing Badger Farm?
Yes, certainly. So Dancing Badger Farm, we are going into for me, it's my third season involved. And I raise it's pasture raised chicken, that I grow or I raise. I'm never sure how to talk about it like that, but, with my husband, Jesse Marshallden. And so we have a little plot of land where we live, that is actually something that is we share land with our neighbor. So we're really grateful to have space to let our chickens outside in the sunlight. And then, we also collect the waste and, you know, we create some compost with it, but, we sell our chicken as meat, and we do all of the rearing and the processing ourselves. And it really just has given me this whole new understanding for how our food systems work and what it takes to close these gigantic, distribution loops.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds complicated. I've sat in on a couple of Rio Grande Farm Park poultry processing training webinars, and I'm just like, whoa, there's a lot of components, from the construction of the poultry coops to the processing, mm-hmm. to the labeling, to the marketing, everything. It's so complicated.
Yeah. So my half of Dancing Badger Farm I do the administrative stuff. I'm working on sales and marketing and, helping with distribution. Jesse is actually outside right now building, putting a roof on our new chicken house. Cause we start them in a small brooding shed, when they're little babies. And once they put on their feathers, they get, they're like greasy little adolescent chickens. We put them outside in the larger chicken house where they have access to a fenced in run, so they can be out on the grass and in the sunshine. And we try to create a cover for them because, you know, chickens are, they're forest birds. They like to be, you know, safely underneath some sort of, you know, shaded space. So we've learned a lot every season, and, we're really making our systems better all the time.
That's
and you'd just be shocked at how much more delicious a home-raised, a pasture-raised chicken is than what you get from the store. I don't even order chicken anywhere else, so I eat it rarely. Maybe, well, I guess rarely is a once a month around here.
And if someone wanted to buy a chicken from Dancing Badger Farms, how could they do that?
They can contact me. So my email is marlena.dancingbadgerfarm@gmail.com. So Marlena is spelled Marlena .dancingbadgerfarm. And, give me about a week to return your email. I'm, you know, working several jobs. And so I check that once a week to try to, you know, create space for sleep and meditation and exercise.
That's really healthy. We could all learn from you.
it's always an attempt, I guess.
Yes. Well, thank you. We covered a lot in this radio show, from the crop walk on Sunday the 25th to the veggie kickoff cookoff on May 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And Marlena Antonucci is here with me. She's the director of Veggie Valley Educational Gardens Initiative, a program of La Puente. So thank you to everyone who tuned in. This is the Local Foods, Local Places radio show on KRZA, and you can catch us on the third Thursday of every month at 8:30 a.m. Marlena, thank you so much. It was really great to talk to you about these wonderful gardening things.
Thank you so much, Ellie Jean. It's been a delight.
Turn me on, time to start again, baby. I got a brand new pair of wings. We are the world we've been searching for. To all the children, how to make it better. Enjoy the embraces, plant seeds in all places. Think with your heart.